people. Hello and welcome to the I Love English audio for April. Let's start with the people pages on the fantastic world of Finn Wolfhard.
From Stranger Things to Ghostbusters, Canadian actor Finn Wolfhard can't escape from the supernatural genre.
1. Scary Finn. This month, Finn is back in Ghostbusters, a supernatural comedy. He has been in many scary films and series. Before Stranger Things, he even acted in a series called Supernatural. The list of Finn's spooky films is long. It, based on the book by Stephen King, the gothic The Turning, and the animated film The Addams Family, where Finn voiced the character Pugsley Adams.
2. Goodbye, Hawkins. Finn is best known for his role as Mike Wheeler in Stranger Things. The series is set in the 1980s and is inspired by the horror and science fiction films of the 1970s and 80s, such as A Nightmare on Elm Street, E.T., Alien, and Jaws. There are scary monsters: the Demogorgon, the Mind Flayer, Vecna. Fans have waited impatiently for season 5 of the series. Mike will soon be back for one last time, then it's goodbye, Hawkins.
3. Comedy Fan. Finn is Canadian. He grew up in Vancouver, where he went to school. In his free time, he watches films constantly, but he was never particularly attracted to horror films. In fact, he loves comedy. He thinks that comedy and horror are not so different. If you give someone a true scare, that's the equivalent of being in a comedy and making someone laugh, he says.
4. Finn, the director. Finn did not intend to be an actor. When he got his role in Stranger Things at age 13, his plan was to be a director. When I was on set, it opened my eyes. I knew exactly that this is what I wanted to do, he says. I wanted to be a filmmaker. He has written and directed 2 films. The first one, Night Shifts, is a 4-minute-long comedy, but the second one, Hell of a Summer, is a film about a masked killer in a campsite.
5. Music Passion. Finn has lots of energy. In addition to his career as an actor and director, he is also a musician. He has been in 2 groups, Calpurnia and the Aubreys, as a songwriter, singer, and guitarist. His musical style is not for all tastes. He plays indie rock, but unlike his other projects, it's not horrific.